The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, March 23rd. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Again, my name is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for today. Today we're going to be talking headlines, what is in the headline today. I see one of the headlines is saying that Sebastian Bastian is resigning as CEO. I want to commend him for that. Because politicians tend to stench and don't do things. I see 23 weeks ago, there was a Tribune article where he positioned that he plans to resign. I see in his news media outlet that he announced that he's officially resigning. I don't necessarily know what does that mean. And the reason why I said that or say it that way, I know being the CEO of a gaming house comes with a number of restrictions and protocols. And to resign from that position, I assume the person who's taking over has to go through some kind of rigorous protocols to get that position. So I do not think one just resign and then you hire someone to replace you just like that. I think that within the application, you have to present certain documents. And I'm not sure if anybody is going to be doing that research and presenting that type of information so the listening audience, the public, the general public, will be aware of how these things, the function of those type of institution works. I think it should be warranted, and so the Bahamian people understand. In the Tribune article, right, was reading 23 weeks, what said mentioned 23 weeks ago, it mentioned that part of Mr. Sebastian's platform is that he's going to be promoting low-cost housing, right? Economy and opportunities for people in inner city. I'm not sure what low-cost housing is, because I know our government has failed regarding that. The houses might be low cost, but they're not affordable, as you know, right? A government house is like $150,000. Few people can afford that, so that's not answering with the cry of the people, saying they cannot afford that. Even with the rent to own, with the down payment, just that they can't afford that. But with the type of money that Mr. Bastian has, right, and have him having the largest construction company right now in the Bahamas, he's now dwarfed, in terms of building houses, he has now dwarfed AWAC Homes for his group. I'm sure that he can assist in building houses for perhaps $70,000, where first-time houses for young professionals who want a home, for inner-city people who want a home, and they can't afford anything beyond $100,000. So hopefully he commits himself to that, because I see all the houses and stuff he built is for upper middle class, and then Airbnb type concept and hotels and high end, right? He has yet to commit to affordable housing for the average people. So that will be good if he does commit to such, and that he does take action, instead of just saying it, but actually doing it. So I'm hoping that he does that in the future. In the headlines, I see Devane Charlton wins gold. I think this is the third time she does that. She did that, and plus she matched her record. That's something we need to praise and to do some shout-outs for. The PM announced that we are on election watch. I'm still kind of frustrated with the verbiage of that. What do you mean by election watch, right? Like a hurricane watch. right, where you sit anxiously and wait and watch until it hits. We still don't have any election dates. I don't believe we'll ever have any election dates. The same way I don't believe in that we'll ever have any campaign finance reform ever, right? I don't believe that we'll have any, what the next thing is, Freedom of Information Act being imposed or implemented and acting fully. I do not believe it's going to happen. I do not believe. The same way how I do not believe there's going to be a national lottery. It's not in the interest of our politicos. They don't even entertain the conversation anymore. I got a text recently asking me how many number houses does Mr. Bastian own. I do not know. I thought it was one that he should have a joint ownership of, but the text is suggesting that he has interest on in every gaming operation. And I do not know that, texter. I do not know. If you know something that I do not, something that I do not know, and you have facts to prove it, let me know. But like I said, I only know about one, right? Let's go to this phone line as I continue to read the headlines for the day, and I want you to engage regarding the headline for the day. Guardian Radio AM, you're live, caller.
Mr. Murray, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I wanted to know why you said that $150,000 homes are not affordable. Is it the interest rate that is being charged, or is it the years, or the combination? Because I think $150,000 over 30 years, if you're paying, say, $800, $900 a month, and it is given to a husband and wife combo, or is given to a female and a mother combo, whatever combo, they should be able to afford it. So I'm going to hang up on that. I'm going to listen to you explain why you say that $150,000 is not affordable.
Okay.
All right, so.
Well, $150,000, you know you got to get your 10%. That's $15,000 of your savings just going right there. And even though the government exempt first-time buyer's home, that $150,000 house, when you finish paying it for the 30 years, should be about $320,000. Usually, that commands most of your income, right? You normally can't afford anything else after that. And then we need to figure out who are you talking about in terms of affordability. Is a middle-income person, right, who is making about $700-$800 a week can easily afford $150,000. But someone who making $400-$500 will not be qualified to even consider it, right? So I think a large number of our population making $500-$600 a week, thereabouts, right? And if they're unable to come up with a down payment, unable to qualify for that type of loan for $150,000, right? Just out of their reach. It's just out of their reach. I'm talking about working class people who make $250, that's minimum wage, to $500, which some people might call middle income. I call school money, right? But a large number of our population makes what I call high school money, only $500. And if you're making $500, you can't afford to buy no $150,000 house. Get pricey. Let's go to the caller. Garden Radio AM, you're live. We're talking headlines today. Go ahead.
Yeah, two things, right? One thing, right? The boss is giving up his position as CEO of the company, right? But is he going to still be a major shareholder within the company? Because you know you could give up your CEO position, right? But you could still have 45 or 49% shares within the company.
Well, we know what a CEO is and we know what an owner is. So nobody assumed that he's given up the ownership. We only assume that he's given up managing the company.
That would be a conflict of interest within being, if he is actually elected. So that can't work on his behalf. Second thing, right, I'd like to make a comment on, right, it's going to be very difficult even for Sabas, right, to make a house, a low-cost home for under $100,000. Based on the fact that the Ministry of Works requirements, right, is a certain square footage for you to actually live inside a house to get residence occupancy. The only way he could do that is if it's like almost like a pool house or villa style home, which still goes against ministry work requirements, because I think it has to be, the house living requirements have to be over 450 square feet. So when you do a calculation on that, right, construction-wise, it still goes over $70,000, unless he used different building materials. And even if he used different building materials, right, the ministry work specifications only allow certain building materials. So that would even be difficult.
And I hear you, and I do not know the specifications in terms of how many square feet, the minimum, that one
has.
Yeah,
there's over 450 square feet requirement for the ministry. So when you do the calculation, that construction-wise, right, the only way he could do that is if he built it as a loft.
Well, we know that the ministry takes instruction from the government, and government just needs to change rules and laws to make sure it's affordable. I think these 100 by 60 properties is too big, right? I think that we could build smaller houses, smaller starter houses, one-bedroom type efficiency house where the living room, kitchen, and bedroom all in one, and have a loft where the bedroom is maybe on top of all of that, and we could bring that down to $70,000. I see no reason.
Okay. Let me explain to you something quickly, right? The ministry requirements from the front setbacks of properties are 25 feet. The ministry requirements setbacks for the back of a property is 20 feet. And if a single-story home is 8 feet on both sides. So when you do the calculations, right, that means you have to have a property within 50 by at least 95 to 85, the major requirement. So it still brings it over the amount a building construction cost of over, like, close to $100,000.
Like I said,
I don't think it's possible, to be quite honest with you.
Like I said, I'm not familiar.
I
am not familiar with the protocols and procedures with the Ministry of Works, but I know the government dictates to them. The government create laws, change the law. Nothing is difficult to the government. Government changes laws. Change laws to make it possible for Bohemians to afford. I grew up off East Street where in a yard, there's a compound yard where there are 5, 6, 7, 8 houses. If you go to Bimini, the houses in Bimini are next to each other. There's no space. There's no space. In fact, to go through different people's house, it's like a maze. You just go in and out in different small causeways. So if we find it challenging to build houses because of whatever restrictions there is, you just change the law and make it possible. But we know that our government is limited, but we have mega millionaires here who build houses, for high-end people who don't have history of building for working-class people. So I say just challenge them. Let's challenge them to say, hey, you need to help the government. If you are committed to helping the Bohemian people and you have the money, you need to build houses that will be afforded. And Bohemians can't afford. I know people challenge, say, why can't they afford $150,000 and pay $800 over 30 years, which will add up to about $300,000 for whatever time. But getting the down payment, getting the taxes, the house ready for that is a challenge. And we need to make the houses affordable for working class people. Working class people deserve to have houses, or working class people deserve to have rental units. And you can't even find rental units. Build some rental units for working class people to rent, to afford, so they could pay $800 a month. Right now, to get an apartment, is the minimum now, it seems, for a two-bedroom is $1,200, $1,500. That's a burden on many people, especially if you have to come find first and last month rent, first and last month deposit to get into the house, right? And security deposit. I see the FNM had their big rally. I'm talking about the energy. Was the energy sufficient, right? It's a big crowd at Bahama, but was there enough energy to say, well, they have the momentum. They're taking off that platform from momentum. Some people say they have a fighting chance, especially with stuff that's happening in Grand Bahama. There are a number of people who have written Grand Bahama off from the PLP altogether. They've written all 5 seats, right? Usually the PLP claim 2 out of the five seats. They said it's so challenging in Grand Bahama that it's a possibility that all five may go to an opposition person. Let's go to the phone lines again. Guardian Radio, AM, you're live.
Nuri, how are you doing?
Seattle, I'm doing well. Seattle.
Yeah, late in January, but just let me, I started just talking on housing, housing in the Bahamas. Just let me say, because I have some intimacy with the FNM housing strategy, as well as the concept of what we have as a, what they will do. But just let me say, my wife and I have wrote on this article, wrote on this for a number of years now. And the problem in the Bahamas is not necessarily access to housing in the traditional sense that we speak to it. Now, first, let's understand that housing and home ownership are two different things, and home ownership comes under housing. But the problem is not the fact that housing can be not be built. The problem is, has always been the ability to finance housing in the Bahamas. No one is going to build housing without having people to be able to stay in it, to be able to pay back whatever investments they have put into the housing. So once we can separate those two different things, if you look at the government housing as it stands right now, and even let's put it at $200,000, if you use the banking standard right now, the person for a government housing need to make $6,000 a month, which is $72,000 a year, just to qualify for government housing in the traditional.
And I'll pause you there because the caller earlier said he could afford $800 a month for a $150,000 house. Saying that's easy money for any working class person. And now you call him big money, so I'm not sure.
No, I'm giving the banking the banking numbers. Generally speaking, $800 payment would be for an $80,000 house. Using the banking information. This is not me guessing as to what it is. If you used to take a loan calculator, I think it used to take $100,000. And that comes to be about $1,000 a month. The problem is that that's for, even if you express it out for, 20 years that you want to use and just use an interest rate of 6%, you would end up with $720. A month for $100,000 house would be $720 a month. That's just principal and interest, no insurance or anything of that sort. So generally speaking, you use 1% of the loan value to determine by the time you pay the $720 plus the other fees and stuff. You would end up with close to $800 for 20-year loan. So, you know, The problem we have is that, but if you reduce that to a 15-year loan, you go to $845 plus insurance, not $150 that you have. So just use the 1% rule. So, but the 1% rule, if you look at a $100,000 house at $850 for 15 years, you need to make a new percent of it, and you need to make, you'd have to times that 850 by 3. If you say use the 50% qualifications, you'd have to times that by 2, which is would then bring it up to $1,600 a month. You need to times that by 12. And so that's the income that the person would have to make per year.
Okay.
For this. Now, that's like $20,000 a year they'd have to make. In mind, this figure is not exact. I'm going over my head, you know, just being in the financing aspect of that area. So the problem is that we need some non-traditional financing methods. But let's first talk about the housing. When you talk about housing, the major thing we talk about is we talk about a social housing program that the leader of the opposition talks about. But under the concept of social housing comes a form of supportive housing, a subgroup called social housing, and low-cost housing, affordable housing, and attainable housing. Each one of those have its own definition and its place into the needs of the Bahamas. But then when we also have been locked into this traditional mindset of a house and a land, when around the world and other places, they do have a multifamily housing type environment that even this current administration in 2022, when they went to Jamaica, they came back with the same concept and have been promising to build a few of them. So, but when you start talking about rent to own is a good example. There is traditional financing method, and I can talk expertly in this area because this is the space I'm in. That just as an example, you can have a rent to own program where a person moves in with no money down, and still earn 2% of the house value per year for up to 5 years as they move towards to earning that down payment. Let's use an example of $300,000. Okay, you move into your payment, you get a credit of 2% a month. That means that you get the $6,000 a year. After 5 years, you would have equivalent of 10% that could be moved towards your down payment. This is not even charging exorbitant fees above the current. You know how some people say, my mortgage is $850. You say my mortgage is $1,500, so I have to rent it for $2,000 so I could credit you something. That's where your rental payment is equal to or no more than 3 to 5% greater than your would it normally be a mortgage. So you would develop a habit and a history of paying on time, as well as moving in. Government, there's a financing aspect under new financing. And I'll be happy to talk about you anything about this.
But let me interject you because I know I have a number of conversations and topics I need to range out. But I didn't understand the rent-to-own concept of who is financing or financing.
But government doesn't finance. Private sector individuals finance.
And
banking.
And the rent-to-own concept that the government is promoting, who is financing the loan?
It would be people like myself.
So the rent-to-own thing is we have individuals owning the government houses?
Yeah, see, we have to stop the thing with government houses. Government costs to be built homes. You know, we see like government. How many government you see building houses? Or you see it being assigned to government facilitates that.
So we're saying that the houses that are being built now are not government homes. They're private individuals.
They're contracted by government. Government doesn't build those homes. Contractors build those homes. What government does is facilitate the extension of credit or whatever it is to build the homes, but at the same time...
Where did they get the money from?
They usually get it from... This is why no homes have really been built. They were extracting it from national insurance.
So that's government again?
Huh?
That's government?
Again?
Who owns the house now that the people are paying the rent to own to? That's all that question.
I don't know. I've been trying to for 4 years.
So are there private citizens who own these rent to own?
No, we don't confuse the two government.
We're talking about the rent to own thing, but the government is proposing. Who?
No, you mean which one? Coming up?
The government has people are paying rent to own at this current time. I want to know.
That's top secret. That is top secret as to how many people are in the program right now. How to get into the program is top secret. The rules for rent to own right now is top secret. I guarantee you, you cannot find out that information. You will not. You could call housing. You could speak directly to the ministers. You could speak to the PS. You could speak to the chief housing minister. I could give you all of their numbers.
I want to know who are the persons who are buying the houses, the rent to own house. Are they being financed via bank?
No. Right now in the Bahamas, I call it all fantasy. You're being told something, but no evidence is being provided to you. I send you their numbers. And you can ask them, please explain to you. Then you can come on this week and say you have spoken to someone in housing, you've spoken to the minister, you've spoken to Latre Raming or something, and they provide you information. You go to the website, they say provide information, you get no cost, no information or anything. They'll tell you they have people in rent-to-own programs right now. You ask them, how many people do you have? What are the payments? What is the price of the house? No information can be provided to you as of today at 11:32. No information.
You, C. Allen. Let me continue the show.
You'll hear more of how people like me in the fintech space that have worked at for 6-7 years that only requires slight modification of the government's policy, some rules and regulations to be able to accommodate these things happening. And you hear me talk about the DARE bill. The access for funding, not only housing, but for individuals to begin to own the economy in the short-term vacation rental and the bed and breakfast is available to Bahamians today if you could get a government that wants to leave being anchored into the past and embrace the future. And it can happen today.
Thank you very much. This text here says, Sabas will own the Bahamas if we are not careful. You always ask what Sabas wants. Well, he wants to keep the same number boys controlling the number house for 25 years. He wants a bank. We are in a sad state if the government will change laws for Sabas. Where will it stop? And a speculation caller, but I would ask the question, is Mr. Bastian only interested in being a member of parliament? Does he see himself being a backbencher? Or do we see him as being a backbencher? Or will, in the future, maybe not immediate, laws would be changed for him to have a more senior role in government, right? That's something that I guess they say that's preempting everything. You need to get voted in first, and then you start having that conversation. But I want to know, will he be content with being a backbencher MP instead of having a significant role? We know that even though he'll be resigned as being CEO, he has significant shares, perhaps in at least one or maybe two or three other gaming houses industry. Leslie Miller, who has her husband, who has shares in a gaming industry, couldn't get a significant role, or she is just not just, and I don't want to diminish her efforts and her commitment and her position, but she's an ambassador and did not have access to being in the cabinet. So that's a conversation that we may have. This text says, apartment rental is only high because government added all kinds of taxes, garbage tax, insurance, income tax. So who think really will have to pay those tax? Who passed them to me? I passed them on to the tenants. If you want your garbage pickup, you got to pay. Let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM, this is C.A. Nuri. How you doing? Go ahead, caller. Are you there? Again, some text I'm going to read.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. I want to make a comment on Sabas.
Go ahead, man.
I can't see him leaving his company that he built from scratch.
He doesn't leave it.
To go around a bunch of topsy-turvy people who ain't sure about nothing. And he's a man, when he go out a project, he goes at it. And these fellas here sometimes don't know what day of the week it is. You put them in the house. And every project he would think what he should be able to do or get done, they're going to frustrate him. And I hope he got his medication with him. Because I can't see them building a hospital and he ain't got ain't waking. Things like that are going to upset him. And he is going to really find out what politics. I'm sure we can find out he may not run again. If he don't be prime minister, he wouldn't run again. It's going to be an experience he's not going to like.
I hear you, Colin. And we should watch and see. This text says, Chester Cooper was a backbencher, and now he's deputy prime minister. Sabas wouldn't mind. That puts him one step closer to prime minister. Now, Rick Fox, who would lose his mind if he's a backbencher? I think Rick Fox would lose his mind if he's a backbencher, right? If Mr. is considering to be a backbencher and be content with that, why does he need to abdicate being CEO of his number company? There's no need for him to resign if he's going to be a backbencher. He could have been a backbencher, still be CEO of his company, right? There's no problem with that. But he resigned for a reason. He resigned for a reason. One would assume that the good gentleman has ambition, and he resigned in preparation for that ambition. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. You're live.
A question. You know, if a man has enough money, right, does he need to be a prime minister or a president to actually run the country?
And the answer is a given, right? One who has money has influence in all spheres. They don't have to go in politics at all. But sometimes you want to serve. Sometimes you want to have your hands in the grit to make the immediate decision instead of lobbying for a decision. And I assume that the good gentleman said, man, you know what? It takes too long lobbying. I need to be at the table suggesting and saying what needs to be done.
But to take the question a step further, in the predicament we are in, and the government is strapped for money.
You think our government's strapped for money?
Yes, yes. I mean, what? All the unpaid vendors in the country right now.
They just got delayed. We have other monies to pay.
This is NHI and stuff. I know doctors and labs who have withdrawn their services. Okay, so this ain't no glitch.
That's called delay. The government prioritized their money and said, you know what? I ain't gonna pay these other people instead. Governments do that all the time.
Couple of hundred million owed, and you call that a delay, Mr. Neary?
I don't think it's a couple of hundred million dollars
it's delayed. It's in the table. What, 243 something?
That's what it is? Okay.
Yes, yeah. $240 million. Or closer to that, or more than that. Mm. See, in America, right?
Mm-hmm.
The persons who run the government in America aren't even elected, you know. These are the guys who support the party, who get all the deals and the contracts and stuff, and they pay back in a way. But in the real world, Mr. Sebastian does not have to be prime minister to run this country if this country is in need, because people are going to choose the money. You know how we go, Mr. Neary. We're going to choose the money.
And I respond to you. And thanks very much, caller. I appreciate that. Usually, I would say, yes, we choose the money. But I remember the last gaming referendum where the people said, no, we don't want your money. We just don't want gaming the gaming industry regulated. And they voted against it. I'm not saying that's going to happen again. But I see where Bahamian people said, hell with the money. This text says, the FNM base is not the PLP base. This troop about momentum is driven by the PLP. The dynamics of the FNM and their base support is not the same. Being rowdy is not momentum. FNM astutely listening and paying attention to policy matters should never be measured in the momentum of a, I guess, can I say that word? I guess I could say this nice word, peeing contest. Real life are at stake. This is not a party bother. Okay, you don't think momentum is important? CA, I hope the Bahamians are opening their eyes to see what is actually happening with the number boys. This is the first step in them paying them back for funding the government party. Sebas is a young, successful businessman used to operating his business outside of the bureaucracies of the government. Is he prepared to abandon his business and go into government to face such frustration? And I hear you, Texter. I disagree with you. Mr. Bastian made clear that he only is the CEO of one of his 15 companies. Maybe 15. One. And that is the gaming operation. All of his other assets and businesses that he owns or have large shares in, it's his own CEO. So the number of buildings, I see they're building some buildings in Oaksfield here. And I'm willing to wager that more likely government will take advantage of these buildings and try to get a good deal. They're being managed by individuals, not necessarily by a Mr. Bastian. And those companies will lobby the government and say, man, we have buildings. And if government thinks it's a good deal, they will rent the buildings, right? Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM, CA Neary. How can I help you today? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, it's CA.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hi. I normally don't call these shows, but I just couldn't hold myself back.
I appreciate you calling.
Everybody's speculating about Sebas. Here you have a young black man that has some money. We had Brent Simonet, who was our deputy prime minister for 1,000 years,
mm-hmm.
who got more money than the Simmons had money than all. okay? But we ain't speculating them. Why are we hearing people like that, man? Come on, man. This young black boy coming into politics and helping a lot of people.
You think this is
a lot of people?
You think it's a black versus white thing?
Criticizing on him and Brett Simmons ain't doing nothing for nobody but him and his family.
Just pause, call him.
That own all kinds of things.
Pause.
Every time he tie a road on here, we had to go to him to go buy the stuff.
Pause, call
him. Every time we buy a block to build something, we had to go to Brett Simmons. Okay. How much things that the civilians have got their hand and the money and we sit right here and just fight amongst one another and don't worry about that? Come on, man.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, I don't want to offend Mr. Simonette, but I know he does a number of charity work. Maybe because I do charity work and then I have to go lobby and say, man, you have some spare money. Just get charity work. I mean, millions of dollars worth of charity work he and his family tend to do. So I'm not going to defend him with that. But the PLP did make noise about Brent Simonette and his large amount of money, and they complained venomously. So I assume that at the same time, the FNM will complain venomously about Mr. Bastian. This is what we do. So I don't think this is a black and white thing, a racial thing. This is what we do. Whoever rich, we have complaints. They have complaints about Franklin Wilson too. Say, man, he won't own the sun. He won't anything with energy. Mr. Wilson trying to own. People call that at stations to complain. This is a part of it. So I hear you, caller. But I don't agree with you in terms of black and white and behemoths being selfish and being black crab syndrome to ish towards Mr. Bastian. It's not true. That's a spin. I see the U.S. Embassy also expresses deep concern after American man killed by off-duty senior officers. It seemed to be a trend. I'd be concerned when when the people at the prison, that prison officer shot that dog. I say something is wrong. It's a culture I think is being bred here. But these people who have these hidden, concealed weapons, anyway, it's not my place. It's not my place because we know the police are our friends, and I don't want the minister come and say I anti-police when I just raise in concern. Because, you know, he's go off and then demonize people sometimes. And I'm saying, hey, some of them need to have some training and say, grabbing your gun should not be your first thought to be ending people's life when you have an altercation. Too much police officers have an off-duty police officer in plain clothes. To me, going bam, bam. And I don't like it. I just don't like it. I'm concerned. Let's go to the corners. Guardian Radio AM. The CA near you live. Yeah. Call you. Oh, you hang up.
Hello.
Hey, go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Neary.
Good morning.
Hey, great. You know, to the last caller, right? He's correct, but you know, if you're well read, you know that there's a white crab syndrome too, because we've heard about you know, whites oppressing blacks during slavery, post slavery, during Reconstruction, etc. But it was 30 acres in a mule or a fool, whatever it was, right? So, you know, I see it whereby, see, but it's common sense. If you are surrounded by poor people in the inner city or wherever you are, as you rise, as what people call rise, for me, doing good is not just having money or making money, you know. Now, Sabas may be helping people, right? But the problem is you can't help everybody. And so maybe he's commercializing it. I don't think he commercializes everything he does. So likewise, Mr. Simonette. I've heard schools, he spoke highly of Mr. Simonette, et cetera, et cetera.
All of inner city being financed now.
Yeah, but I'm not going to hate on Mr. Simonette. But then, how did these people get their money? It's no different from me or a dreadlocks or someone with a hair and comb. Money law, funny law, hide hidden under the floor. Where you get your money from? So what I'm saying is, the system is designed to do what he's talking about. Keep down one another. See, if a foreigner comes into a country, whether it be a migrant or whatever, et cetera, et cetera, they could be bringing drug money, whatever they could be doing, whatever they're doing. Nobody asks them nothing. They go sit down to the table, run a fable, they get a lawyer named Tom Sawyer, and something happens. Nobody scrutinizes them. But you, with your picky hair, walking down the street, you're just a dirty nigga down the street. Where did you get your money from? So what I'm saying is, the whole world is designed that way. So the question for me is, I help a lot of people, but I don't say it. People, I'll never pass a youth. Youths on the corner with sponsors and things like that in the front of the food store. I didn't even write my name down. I just give it to them anyhow because I feel as if I would get something in return, but not in money, but by just from God. I believe in that. So I'm not going to sit and make it look as if only us are oppressing one another. But if you are at the bottom, even in physics, you carry the most weight. You see what I'm saying? And so the Negro has been socially engineered to hate. Let me give you an example trickery. I mean, quick analogy. You remember the movie The Django, right? Hello?
Django, yes.
You remember the movie The Django with Mr. Nui?
Django, yes, I know Django.
Hey, yeah, but you know what stood out for me in that movie? All of what you were talking about, Samuel L. Jackson, what stood out for me in that movie was when Jamie Foxx came into the plantation riding on a horse and how the other Negroes looked at him. That's what everybody should draw with that attention. See, I do my own analogy. You can't brainwash me. Give thanks, my brother.
I appreciate that. I see today, Monday, The Office of the Prime Minister is supposed to be giving more details about this Bohemian online creators get direct payment boosts. So there should be some explanation on what exactly that is. I think the conclusion is that there used to be some frustration in terms of how do you get your money? Does it go directly to your bank account? How do you work around getting monies? Same thing of when you do with that charity thing. I forget. But when you're trying to get sponsorship online, the name escapes me, and you need to have an American address, an American account, so it frustrates people. So I'm assuming that this new law or new concept is going to be like where Bohemians can get direct money from these American entities for doing their creative industry. I see Fox Foundation awards $75,000 in grants to the third annual Women Entrepreneuric Initiative, WEI. I want to commend them. I believe number industries and like that need to just give more money. They just need to give more money, right? Did anyone hear Mr. Pintard's plan for the F&M? So what they plan to do if they get elected? Did it convince you? Were you satisfied? Is that the plan, the right plan, you know? You call and give comments about that. Like I said, the texter said that the momentum isn't important. The F&M concentrate on issues, and people are convinced by issues. And I say, man, I like excitement. I like excitement. Let's go take this quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back as we continue to read the headlines. We'll be right back.
Call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
This is the time for BAMSI to continue to build on the progress that we've made. There's now drone technology. There's now year-round container farming. You have hydroponics. You have aquaponics. You have precision farming. There have been record numbers of enrollments, record numbers of flat fishing certifications. We've had record enrollments in our online courses. Students from across the family of islands. Because in BAMSI, we are not just cultivating produce. We're cultivating producers.
Paid for by CLT.
Hey everyone, get ready for a night you won't forget. It's Z Live's Far Back Friday Party with host Shivago Lang. Friday, March 27th, beginning at 7 p.m. Join us at Zapatilla Estate for a night of 80s and 90s music, dance, light bites, and refreshing drinks. Get your tickets at the Nassau Guardian between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. $50 per person, cash sales only. It's Z Live's Far Back Friday Party. Real music, lots of fun, eats and drinks, and oh so cool vibes. See you there.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
New roads and airports are connecting our islands. Energy reform is bringing electricity prices down, while young Bahamians are stepping up, gaining new skills for new opportunities. Respect for workers. Support for entrepreneurs. We're modernizing energy and infrastructure across our islands and preparing Bahamians to succeed in a new economy. Transformations this big take time. Let's choose progress. Paid for by the PLP.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. I see the Guardian Radio getting all kind of political ads now, which is good. I need to have more play during my time so I could get some benefits and credits so I could get extra money at the end of the month. It's being slim. So I appreciate people calling and say, well, Nuri, we got to sponsor the show so some money could trickle down my way. I have a wife and two children, man. So please. This text says, Mr. C.A. Nuri, I have to report you to IRCA. I think IRCA starts with a U, not an E, sir or ma'am. I have to report you to IRCA. You are too biased showing your PLP colors on the radio. You must balance. I know I show colors. Yeah, interesting. Yeah. We have a caller on the line. Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Morning, what's happening to you?
I'm doing well. What's happening with you?
I just saw the Minister of Grand Bahama ask to pass a resolution and also assembly to borrow $250 million to buy the Grand Bahama Power Company.
Was this for sale?
It's not for sale. I don't remember seeing a for sale sign on the lawn.
Okay.
But what bothers me with that, right? The amount of issues we got getting on the Grand Bahama. We have a hospital that was on the verge of collapsing. We have a non-functioning airport. The water and the power is off by Alokaya. You have the security officers who haven't been paid in 9 weeks at Alokaya. Mm. The school in McLeanstown is falling apart. Mm. There's docks in the front and water key and Sweden's key that need to be repaired. There's clinic on these keys that need to be repaired. There's so many. There's an ambulance that leaks exhaust while patients are in the back of the ambulance. The ambulance they put on the side of the road for people to catch their breath then start again. Mm. The amount of issues we got going on in Grand Bahama. You borrowed $250 million to buy the power company with the InfoSale? So, I mean, again.
How did the resolution go?
Say it again?
How did the resolution go?
Well, they're still debating it now.
Oh, God.
But, you know, so close to the election. Why are you borrowing money anyway so close to the election?
Just in case.
Shouldn't that be against the law? Shouldn't be something stopping them from borrowing money so close to the election?
Just in case.
Come on, man. Do better than that. Grandma, you all been a Latin grandmama for 4.5 years. Now, all of a sudden, we've been having a blackout for 4 years. We ain't used to this in Freeport. Now, all of a sudden, you care so much about it? Come on, man. We can see what's going on with that.
I hear you, Cole.
Anyway, I'll hang up and continue to listen.
Yes, sir. This text says, morning, CA Bastian say he is stepping down as CEO, but maintain COO. Big difference. CA, the people are tired of Grand Bahama, of this government in, from there. Okay, Dexter. Okay. Let's go to the phone lines in the meantime. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. I want to congratulate Carowin Turnquest. He's the top speller of the Bahamas. He go into foreign. I think that's Washington. He's of the competition. I'm always excited. And come from King's College. And the reason why I'm excited about this, King's College just did their debut as being one of the most recent school to open. And they now have top speller to add to their repertoire.
right? So that particular school would be definitely causing some waves and some interest in the immediate future. Go ahead, caller. Guide in Radio AM. Let's go to the next caller there, Kermit. Guide in Radio AM, you live?
Nuri.
How you doing?
What's happening?
Reach your man.
Listen to me. Did you get a chance to watch the program on Saturday night?
What program on Saturday night?
The F&M launch thing. The launch.
No, I was busy at work, unfortunately.
Okay, what happened, right? The F&M campaigned a lot on immigrants, legal immigrants, illegal immigrants, I don't know, immigrants.
That's a smart thing. That's a hot button topic. They need to concentrate on that.
But listen to this, though.
Mm-hmm.
The first two speakers,
mm-hmm.
the first two speakers, one is a Filippo somebody.
Philippe.
Philippe.
Yeah, he grew up in my old neighborhood. I know his people there.
Okay, where are the people from?
Philippe? He's from K Street. I know his people. I come from K Street.
Okay, where is his people descended from? Where is his people from? Which island?
I think they from Haiti.
Haiti?
I think so.
Okay.
But I know his
that's
people
one,
them
that's
from
the
off.
First speaker.
I know his
the
people.
Second
them.
Speaker.
No, hold on. Hold on. I know his people them from East Street.
Yeah, but
we
I'm saying where they're originally from.
I talk about him. We all is a play
I
ball.
I know him. Yeah, I know him. But yeah. Where's his people originally from? That's what I'm asking.
I think he like the Penguins them. They always come from somewhere.
Okay.
In the main
Kamala
act.
Her is
husband.
The second speaker.
Her husband.
Where's her husband from?
What have to do with her and her husband?
No. But what I'm saying, they're talking about immigrants. The first two
but
speakers are
on,
tied
they're not
heavily.
The first...
Whether they're legal or
no,
illegal.
No.
Hold on. Let me say something, please.
I'm trying to have you, but you...
If you're a trained dog, or if you're a wild dog, you're still a dog.
No. I see what you're trying. I see what you're trying to do, but no.
No, you know what I'm trying to do is what's happening.
You calling? You are calling Bahamians migrants, and that's not nice. You wouldn't do that.
What I'm doing?
You would do that to the Penguins.
What'd you say I'm doing?
I'm asking if you would do that to the Penguins.
The Penguins?
Yeah, you'd do that to them.
It's being done to the Penguins from Celine.
Would you do that to the Maynard? Would you do that to the Maynard?
It was done to them from then. It was done
so
to Stephen Dillon's from then. It
that
doesn't change. It doesn't make it right, neither wrong.
You are saying that you will perpetuate
it's wrong,
it.
It's wrong.
You're perpetuated on the radio. That's what you're saying. You're willing to perpetuate it on the radio. That's what you're saying?
I'm willing to do what?
Perpetuate it on the radio. Continue.
I changed that word. I don't know what that word means because I can't say it unless I don't know. Use a smaller word.
You want to continue it? The bias talk.
No, I'm continuing it.
No one else brought it up.
It's happening. They come back. They come talking about illegal immigrants, you know, but their first two speakers.
The PLP
the
also talk.
The first two speakers, there was no rule, darling, Johnson or something. The first two out the gate.
I hear you, then, Colin.
You know, come on, let's make this right. Now, I don't know who's setting this up for them, but you can remember this when I tell you this.
Go ahead.
They're being set up. They're being set up.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody don't want them to succeed, so somebody who they have around them to become leader, they're being set up by somebody.
But you don't want them to succeed. They use PLP.
I am a PLP.
Perhaps,
but I'm a Bahamian first.
Perhaps you setting them up.
I am a Bahamian, not me.
No.
I wish I did write the program up for them. At least I'd had somebody to pray.
It's 12 o'clock. I see all behind every line light up because you call. And it's 12 o'clock. It means it's time for me to go. So this text says, good morning. Good day, CA. And I can't believe anything this government says. So please tell them, bet somewhere else. We need the Pintar administration to bring new blood. And this person said they love them a Komolafe all day. This has been Guardian Radio AM. I enjoyed today's show. I wanted to read the headlines. I haven't done that in a while. The newspaper, especially The Guardian, is interesting. Go buy yourself on Guardian. So when you call tomorrow, we have some things to talk about. This has been Guardian Radio AM with CA Nuri. Oh, I want to say congratulations to Naughty. Naughty won the Elevations Award yesterday. He beat out myself, Chivago Lang, and Dwight Strawn to win the best talk show host in the Elevation Award. He did a wonderful speech. He's dressed up too. Yeah. It was good for me to be nominated, even though I didn't win. Anyway, have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
is definitely the time for BAMSI to continue to build on the progress that we've made. There's now drone technology. There's now year-round container farming. You have hydroponics. You have aquaponics. You have precision farming. There have been record numbers of enrollments, record numbers of flat fishing certifications. We've had record enrollments in our online courses. Students from across the family of islands. Because in BAMSI, we are not just cultivating produce. We're cultivating producers.
Paid for by the
This CLT. Is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.